Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at incident response, specifically the recovery stage. There's this GIF going around. If you haven't seen it, it's great. Typical dad move. The guy's doing the tablecloth trick, right? So he got on the tablecloth, yanks the tablecloth, and everything's fine except a vase. And the vase goes, and he's like juggling, and he puts it on. He's like, it is great. You got to see it. I love it, right? Recovery is so key because we're almost always in IT security in a state of falling over. It's how graceful we can get back up that counts. Is something as simple as grabbing the vase and putting it back, right? So the tip to you is evaluate your incident response program and make sure you got a really good recovery process. So we already know the incident response processes. Right. We've talked about it before, planning and preparing, identifying when an incident's going on, once it is, containing that incident, eradicating it, and then going to recovery, and following recovery is lessons learned. So, recovery. By the time you get to recovery, you've prepared. I've prepared for this day my whole life. You prepared for the incident, right? And you've identified, it really is an incident. It's not noise, it's not Skype, it's not something crazy. It really is. You've contained it. You've isolated that segment. And now you've eradicated the outbreak, the malware, the infection, the backdoor, whatever it is. And now we're putting the data back in place. You recover operations. Here are mistakes you need to not make in recovery. If you're going to catch that vase, put it back on the table. Here's what you do. One, when recovering, remember, it's more than just IT. Think about it from a business operations. Make sure you got the business operations folks tied in. And make sure that they have a process procedure to recover the operations so I can get the process back together. A lot of times we see that recovery is done from an IT perspective. And then you got a couple months of back and forth because this process isn't working, that process isn't working. We haven't tested it, all sorts of things. Avoid all that. Our number one goal is to protect the organization and its ability to achieve its mission. So one, make sure that you have involved the business. Two, don't recover in a vulnerable state. They got in somehow. Check your system, your OS. Check your applications, the business apps. Make sure that the vulnerabilities that were leveraged for the attack, if there are some, are remediated. You should always recover in a more secure state than you're reached, always. That gets to number three. When you put the data back in place, check your access controls. So oftentimes, because of not having good documentation or because of rushing, whatever, you restore all the data in, you got everyone open, and everything works, and it's like a month later, and people are like, should that guy have access to all these files? I don't think so. And you look, and sure enough, they restored it with, you know, domain user, everything. Check your access controls. And finally, when you're restoring the data, don't restore the mail code. We've seen organizations restore CryptoLocker and reinfect themselves. We've seen organizations restore the back door and get reinfected, right? Restore that data cleaning. So again, in terms of the recovery stage, you want to resume the IT operations. You want to get the apps and the system back in a more secure state. You want to put the data on with the right access controls. And finally, you want to be very, very careful not to reinfect when you're restoring. That's how you do recovery. That's the best way to do recovery that I know of. What lessons learned am I missing? What have you seen? Hit me up in comments or on Twitter. All right. Thanks so much.